The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap J. Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Good morning, welcome in, Cap and Jay Hood. Hoodie has the day off. He's got to get some shopping done. Dion Miller, my friend, is here from ESPN 1000 and ABC 7.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I am loving the, is it a shacket?
A plaid shacket.
Okay, I've never owned one, but I have this, like, you know, those box subscriptions that come and you can choose to keep it or not. And it came with one. And I keep putting it on and taking it off. I'm like, do I like this? But now that I see it on you, I think I do.
I'm going to wear this on TV today.
I think you should. It looks good.
Thanks.
Good morning. It's
good
nice
morning.
To see you.
Good to see you.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. We're going to get into the holiday thing because it's your favorite holiday.
This is my favorite time of year. Now, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because of the lack of pressure.
Uh-huh.
It's just about food and family and football. Like, mm-hmm. Done. That is, my heart is full. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this time of year as a mom. But I'm crazy. I mean, like, packages are coming. I don't know who it's going to. I keep buying things, changing my mind, taking things back. It's wild. I saw something on Instagram yesterday that said, when, like, that look you have as a mom when you realize that, like, your mom made the Christmas magic and now you're the mom expected to make Christmas magical.
Right.
Like, yep. Accurate.
My wife is literally insane with that stuff. And our kids are all older now. When they were young.
Yeah. Oh.
I remember coming in once when we first started dating.
Yeah.
Hun, who's coming? There's like 100 presents there.
Yeah. Yes. It's the wow factor.
Yeah.
I know. And I, like, the other day, nothing, like, Santa has not come. So there's just a few gifts under the tree to, you know, save from the crazy of the night before. So I put a few things on it. My daughter comes up to me. She's like, Mom, I already have 7 or 8 gifts under the tree. It's like, wow, already? I mean, I'm losing track.
Right. It's cool.
It's awesome.
Really cool.
No,
and
it's
then,
awesome.
And then we would, my wife would always have our kids give, like, if they would get money. Oh, here's $10 from this aunt.
Yeah, yeah.
They would take all that money and donate it.
Oh, I love that.
It was really cool.
That's really cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So
it's fun. This is an exciting week ahead.
It is. So we also have an interesting matchup Sunday mm-hmm. at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
So Justin Fields versus Jalen Hurts. Where does that rank among QB matchups this season? Like, we've had Patrick Mahomes against whoever,
yeah.
Justin Herbert or whoever. Like, this one's a really cool matchup. I just don't think we can win.
No.
And I don't want us to win.
It would feel good if they won just because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute since they've had that feeling. And as much as they are... It's been a really long time. As much as they are buying into what Matt Eberflus is saying, I think just victory in and of itself would feel good for a team that's lost 9 of 10. You don't want to go through... And because I don't know... I don't feel like it's going to happen this week, but you don't want to go through the rest of the season and not have a victory. However, this matchup is exciting. The issue I see is that Justin doesn't have an offensive line to protect him against the league's arguably best defensive front. And the Eagles' offensive line is so good, and the Bears' defensive front doesn't even know how to find a quarterback and get pressure on him.
Right.
So as exciting as the matchup is just for these two individual skill sets, I feel like it's going to be starkly different between what they're able to do and show us, because Justin's going to be running for his ever-loving life.
He is. And
everyone, I heard Tommy Waddle and Sylvie talking yesterday. Let's get Justin in the pocket and let's see how he operates.
There's no time for that.
I just don't see. And I think our offensive lines play better. They deserve credit.
No, they have, yeah.
I just don't see how they could protect him for 60 minutes of football.
Against that defensive front.
I think here's a better chance he gets hurt, God forbid, in the pocket than running down the field.
Right. Correct. I think that is true. Now, he even gave that offensive line credit for the way that they protected during that Green Bay game. That's when he had his best passing performance for sure.
And 254.
He is very excited to build off of that. And they should have some pride in that. Or as Luke Getsy called it, there is a growing belief in the building. Because as Justin gets better, the offense has gotten better across the board. We've all gotten better. And even Justin said yesterday, you know, you asked him about, do you sense that level of confidence? And he said, no, I just think, I don't think so. He said, I don't think it's a confidence thing. I think it's we've just improved. And we've seen that with an offensive line that has, much like the defensive front, has been largely nondescript.
So, Shay, JC, good morning to you guys. Are you guys excited for this matchup or you're just, it's football. I'll watch football, but I don't care.
I'm excited. I mean, you get to see two of the premier young quarterbacks in football. You mentioned whether it was Mahomes and Josh Allen earlier in the year, which felt like the future of the league, the future of, like, Manning Brady, what that used to be. That kind of was what Mahomes Allen felt like early in the year. There was Herbert Tua a week ago, and now you get Fields and Jalen Hurts. I think anytime you get two of the premier young quarterbacks in the league, you have to be excited to see it because, like, the Eagles obviously are maybe the best team in the NFC, and the Bears are maybe the worst team in the NFC, but you get a little bit of a preview of what we have now, what's here, what's already arrived in the Eagles against what's next in the Bears.
JC, you're not a Chicago guy. You're more of a Cowboys fan. You think there's a chance the Eagles get caught looking ahead because they have to play in Dallas next week?
Well, I hope there's a chance, right, with Dallas trying to catch up and the NFC East, but at the same time, too, right, focusing on this matchup, Fields and Hurts, you know, you look at it, this is what could be, right? And seeing Fields, you know, have that ability to go one-on-one against Hurts and like, the similar playing style, it's exciting, right? He could go punch for punch with Hurts, honestly, you know, and I'm excited to see if they have some big runs against each other, and if there's an upset that happens, it makes my day even better.
I'll be shocked if the Eagles lose to the Bears. Well, then you cannot say they're the front runner to win the Super Bowl because you lost to who?
Listen, the Bears beat the NFC West champions. That's not lost on me.
The 49ers?
Yes.
Yeah, and you needed an arc to get out of the stadium. It was raining so hard.
There's no asterisks against every victory, Cap. Okay? Like, no, you cannot. You don't have to quantify it. It was impressive. What I didn't remember. Like, I knew that the Eagles had gone through a remarkable turnaround, but it was just 2 years ago. They were 4-11-1 or whatever. And now look at them. That's a two-year turnaround.
Yeah, but go back. They won the Super Bowl in 2018.
Correct, but they still were a miserable team that followed that.
For 1 year, and they fired the coach, and they were right back.
Right.
So there was something going on internal there.
Well, wouldn't you like to believe there's something internal going on with a 3-10 Bears team? I would hope so.
Yeah, but compare the talent that was there in Philly, even during a bad season. Great center, Jason Kelsey. Great tackle, Lane Johnson. Like, they had players.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have any players.
We don't have anything like that.
Yesterday, I'm standing around the locker room. Like, who am I going to talk to right now? Like,
God.
I just don't. I was telling these guys, I'm like, I don't have time. I mean, why would I sit and pepper Nick Morrow with questions?
Right.
Or Travis Gibson.
There's nothing. What do you ask?
Right.
Travis?
Well, you know what I want to know? Why Chase Claypool is not available, is still injured, is not doing what they need him to do. That is of great concern.
Yeah, he had a big knee brace on yesterday.
He did in the locker room. And then I saw it Wednesday. I saw the big knee brace on Wednesday. And then yesterday he didn't have it on. He just had like one of those sleeves on or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's really alarming. It's alarming to me that he's been there as long as he has and not, and for as high of a price as they paid.
Yes.
That's that they should be really concerned. Frustrated and concerned with this. Not and not just for, I mean, this year, whatever, but for what you're investing in him to be here for a minute.
Correct.
And he's not doing it. He's not available. And now, if he's really injured, I get it. But it's just interesting that he has done nothing since he's arrived.
Here is Justin Fields, excited to face the high-flying Eagles.
I'm excited to see what we can do as a team, you know, with these guys. Because, like you said, you know, they're labeled as one of the best teams in the league. So, you know, any, you know, chance you get to go up against a team like this, the Buffalo Bills next week, I mean, it's awesome just to see what we can do now. And then, of course, you know, just to see where we are right now. And, of course, we're going to go in there, you know, swinging. So they know that. They know that, you know, we're not just going to lay down and let them do that. So they're going to have to face us. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what we can do, what our offense can do, and, you know, how we stack up.
Justin also spoke about similarities between him and Hurts.
I mean, one, you know, just the way he carries himself. You know, I think me and him are similar into just our humility and kind of that. And, you know, he's a great leader, you know, a great person on and off the field. So just that and, you know, just how hard he works, kind of blocking out the outside noise. You know, of course, being in Philly, that's a city where they have passionate fans as well. So, of course, you know, just hearing all of that and just the stuff he had to go through what, year one and two, where, you know, some people didn't believe in him. You know, he just stayed down, believed in himself, and really that's all you have to do and just keep working, his work ethic. And, I mean, you see what happens. So, I mean, he's a great person, a great leader for the team, and a great player.
There you go.
They are very similar. I listened to Jalen Hurts when he addressed the media on Wednesday, and he talked a long time about giving back in the community. He was doing something with his organization or what he was,
yeah,
what he was
doing. He's big
huge.
In doing that.
And the way he recognized how important that role is. And you and I have discussed before that not all quarterbacks in our city have understood that part of the role. Mm-hmm. And I do sense a similarity between the two of them in the way that they carry themselves off the field. Like, I'm just talking about off the field, just the way that they speak, the way that they try to articulate things. And I felt yesterday that Justin was very relaxed, very natural.
He seemed more at peace.
Yes.
Than I've seen in a long time.
And I think a lot of that is recognizing how far they've come. Mm-hmm. When he talked about that Green Bay game, he's like, we were real bad. Like, we were not good at all. And then kind
of the first Green Bay.
Yeah, in week two. And like, to see kind of that smile or that thing, he said, I feel like when I'm standing back there with the ball, things are slowing down for me. It doesn't feel so crazy. It feels like I'm just playing football, you know, like that kind of mentality. And you can see it. It has helped him to be more calm going into a matchup where you are such a huge underdog.
All right. So are you actively rooting for the Bears to lose on Sunday? Are you actively rooting for the Bears to lose on Sunday? They can't go to the playoffs. There is nothing to be gained in terms of helping your future by winning. But it'd be cool if you upset the number one team in the NFL.
Yes. Yes.
I want the second pick in the draft. So I'm rooting for Denver to win over Arizona, who doesn't have Kyler Murray, and they're banged up as a roster. And I'm rooting for the Bears to lose. Get the second pick. Let's get the best available player or make this bold trade. And then let's go. I remember I was talking about this with Coach Wanstead. He found a way to win a game in 1998 at the end of the year. Go back and look. I think they finished 4-12. You don't find a way to win that game. I want to say it was over maybe Buffalo. Maybe they went back-to-back games to finish 4-12. Had they not, Chicago selects Peyton Manning, quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. What a turn of events that would have been.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Yes. We'll get to your calls, 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
So are you actively rooting for the Bears to lose on Sunday? There's not a lot to be gained I hear people, what about the confidence you're going to build in your team? A lot of these guys aren't even going
to
be
here. Is that what I sound like to you? Because I think I just said those words. But I can't actively root for a loss. I just can't do it.
Like, the only game I wanted, I said, if you're going to screw up draft position and win, beat the Packers.
Beat the Packers, I know. They've been in so many games. I predicted a 4-win season. So I'm kind of like, you need one more.
Yeah, I said 5-12 trending down.
Okay.
And got destroyed by our callers.
People ask me that. I mean, during training camp, they're like, how many wins do you think they'll have? I'm like, I don't know, 4. And they're like, really? Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't expect the three of them to come as early in the season as they did, and then to sit there and not have.
Like if they played San Francisco now,
and no chance,
destroyed.
Absolutely no chance.
They should.
They get destroyed by big Brock Purdy energy.
They should have lost the Texans game here.
I know.
Two tipped interceptions.
Which is unreal to say out loud.
Correct.
But they should have beaten the Commanders.
They should have beaten the Commanders, no doubt.
They could have beaten the Dolphins. They were in that game.
They were, but they weren't going to win.
They could have.
So, I mean, they could have beaten the Vikings here.
Yes.
No,
they've been in a lot.
Was it here or there? Which is the one where
Smith,
Marsette fumbled.
Yeah. They've had chances. They've been.
But
they've
you
been
are what your
games.
Record says you are.
No, that's not always true.
That is true.
It's always true.
No, it's not. The Vikings record says they're 10-3. They aren't that good. I mean, we know that. They have a negative point differential. You're not what your record says you are all the time.
No, but they're going to win the division and they're going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah. No, they are, but then they're going to go to the playoffs and get murdered by whoever goes and sees them at their house because they're not that good. That's just what it is. You're not always what your record is.
Disagree.
Like,
Giants are this 7-win team. They're not that team.
Well,
they
all banged up
at the start of the season.
No, they also were healthier.
Yeah, but like, look at the Seahawks right now. The wheels are coming off the wagon. They're not what their record says they are. They're just not. That's not always true. Like, if the Bears get the right side of the coin flip in a couple of the games where they had those opportunities, then they're a different team.
They're not a different team. The Bears are not a different team. Stop.
No, I'm telling you, I agree they're bad, but this is where I've pushed back at you all season. They have some talent.
They do not.
No, they do not.
Talent that's put them in position to win more than half of their games.
They do not.
They have NFL players. They have one. They have QB1.
Correct.
And that is it. This roster has been ripped down to the single stud, and it is him.
That is correct. Offensively, what do they really have? Like, if I told you David Montgomery just signed with the Seahawks and you picked up whoever as a running back, a good one,
yeah,
off the free agent, you'd be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't just unbelievably transform your team. You lose Justin, different story.
Different story.
Completely agree. Justin, speaking of Justin, Justin in Dallas. Hey, Justin, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, good morning, Cap, Dion. I hope you are having a happy holiday.
Absolutely.
Cap, I appreciate that subject that you and Hoodie did yesterday. You had to know I was going to call. You know damn well I don't want us to lose. I hope we win. I feel like, we're not playing for nothing, but this, to me, will be a statement win. We're beating the Eagles. The Kings of the NFC, I would love to see it. Now, if it's going to happen, I don't know. Hopefully, everybody's clicking on all cylinders. Another thing, Cap, I tweeted you yesterday. Well, I didn't tweet at you, but you were in the tweet that I put out. I know you and Sylvie have always been going back and forth. I feel like maybe you all should do, like, a celebrity boxing match.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Let me finish. And then after that, all the proceeds can go to Bernie's book bank. And then you all can finally do that podcast that you all said you were going to do.
I do want to do. I'm not getting in a boxing ring with Sylvie. I'm just not.
Come on, Cap. It's a friendly boxing match. Come on, man. All the proceeds go to charity.
Justin.
And everybody can walk away with a smile.
I'm not that guy.
This is a great idea.
A friendly boxing match? That's like such an oxymoron.
Yeah, I'm just not that guy, Justin. I'm not.
Okay. Well, I appreciate y'all taking my call. Cap, you know it's all love. Dion, it's all love. Go Bears. I'm not negative on the Bears. I just want us to win. Y'all have a good one.
Love you. See you later. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Our guy, Justin. He's a Chicago guy. Let's see. Dave is in Lake in the Hills. Hey, Dave. What's up, Sparkles?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, so Bears got to figure it out. They want the second draft pick, but yet they want to win games, but they can't win games because they want the second draft pick. So they're playing us off pretty well. They're showing you that they're a talented football team. They got good coaches, good players. Well, not good, some good players. But I guarantee you what's going to happen Sunday is they're going to play a really good game and get close and could win it, but they're not going to win it because they want that second draft pick.
Well, look, coaches and players, and appreciate the call, Dave. Happy holidays. Coaches and players do not tank. I was having this debate the other day with a friend of mine. Yeah, I told you the Texans were tanking at the end. I'm like, dude, they don't call a timeout and go, all right, guys, good effort. Now make sure Dallas scores here.
No.
They want to win.
Yes, they do.
The GM set them up to lose by not adding more talent here.
Right. Yes, that's where they told us what the vision was for this team. Yesterday, Mark Potash asked Alan Williams, said,
Love Mark Potash.
He set up the question saying, so do I. He set up the question saying, you know, with where you guys are at right now, a lot of people are looking towards the future and da da da. And Alan Williams interrupted him and said, no. The only thing we're focused on is this Sunday against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what you. That is the mentality they have to have, Cap. You can't say that they're looking already to next year. You're going to lose the locker room instantly.
Agreed.
Instantly, because those guys are fighting to prove that they belong on any roster. Likely not the one they're on right now, but
yeah, that's why I push back on Shea. They've got talent. They do not.
No.
They don't have talent in the trenches. You have nobody on your offensive line. You have nobody on your defensive line. Elsewhere on this team, there is talent, and we've seen it. You don't get into situations where you have the ball in the fourth quarter with a chance to win a game in five out of the last seven losses without having talent on your team. Like, we talk about the Vikings, and you mentioned because they're so talented and well-coached, they've come down on the right side of the knife. The Bears have been in those situations. It's just been the other side of the coin flip. They're not that far away from the top of the league. I mean, the elite of the elite is
not that
miles
far away.
Do you see what the NFL looks like
every
week?
Did you just say the Bears are not that far away?
I'm telling you, the elite of the elite is miles better. I mean, the Bills, the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, miles better than this team. But when you look at the middle of this league and the middle top of this league, it's bad teams.
And the Bears are horrific.
They're not horrific. It's not like we have to wait 7 years for them to rebuild this thing. It doesn't work that way in this league.
But I don't think it's happening next year.
It's so close in the middle. If you look around this league, look at the quarterbacks in the NFC that are leading the best teams. You've got Kirk Cousins. You've got Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's not like Tom Brady's out there or Aaron Rodgers is out there building a dynasty. You have an opportunity to do this quicker. What games are you watching? We're watching different leagues. I swear, I'm like losing my mind talking about this every day. We're watching different leagues. I keep having to hear about how it's going to take till 2025 to build a contender in this town. Why? This league sucks. Did you watch the game last night? This league's horrible.
Okay, breathe.
And the Bears are far inferior to
both of those teams last night.
I agree right now, but I'm saying next year. There's more talent on this team than you've given credit for.
Botanic Gardens have like a tree. Oh, that's wide receiver tree over there. Let me pluck a couple. It doesn't work that way.
Every year it works that way.
No, it does not.
Every single year.
Oh, it does not. Shay, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I appreciate your passion.
Such a child when it comes to that. Like, I'm looking at the Bears' sack numbers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
18, right?
As a team, they have 16.
Jaquan Brisker leads the team.
Correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but he plays at the farther end of the field.
How many
right?
does he have?
Three.
Okay.
That's the team
the
lead.
The second leading sacker plays for Baltimore. His name's Roquan Smith.
My word.
He has 2.5. Three for Brisker, 2 for Justin Jones, 1 for some dude named Armon Watts.
Uh-huh.
Dominique Robinson is 1.5. You remember the first week he had a sack against San Francisco? I was like, oh my God, this fifth round right. You haven't even seen him. He's on a milk carton now.
He is still on the team.
He's still there. 2 for Travis Gibson. 1 for Robert Quinn. He plays for Philly, and he's injured right now. Now let's go look at the team. We're not that far away, Sashay. They have, I don't know, how about 7.5 for Josh Sweat? How about 8 for Javon Hargrave? How about 6 for Fletcher Cox? I'll see that and give you 10 for Hassan Reddick. 8.5 for Brandon Graham.
Okay, here, ready? How about 8.5 sacks from Dayron Payne on the Washington Commanders this season? He's a free agent. You go get him, defensive tackle. You get 8 sacks out of him next year, bang. You're already up to 24.
He also is on a team that has a much better front seven that makes it easier for him to get sacks.
I agree, but I'm just saying, and you can add those pieces. There are guys out there that are available that aren't the big name brand people you're thinking of that can come in and add to this team.
I guess it doesn't take as long as we think. I just think the Bears need name brand people. That's the only way that they're going to turn this around.
And they have no depth. That's what Ryan Poles has said a million times. It's going to take stacking 2 and 3 drafts to get depth on here.
Yeah.
And that means you got to hit on an insanely high rate of your picks.
Okay, so you get pick number 3 or pick number 2. You get Will Anderson and add Dayron Payne. Boom. You got a D-line.
Boom. You've got a D-line.
Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
It would be a D-line. It wouldn't necessarily be a good D-line.
Why not? Will Anderson, a generational pass rusher. Dayron Payne, a great pass rusher out of the interior of the D-line. Why not? I don't want to get too in the weeds on these names, but I mean, I'm just telling you, there's pieces out there that you can go, and if you add Will Anderson and he gets 4 sacks as a rookie, that's probably generous, but if he gets it, if you get 6.5 out of Payne, you add 10 sacks right there.
Shay, they were 6-11 last year. They had a guy set a franchise record with sacks.
Yes.
Robert Quinn. He had 18.5 sacks, and they were horrific.
Yeah, because they had an awful coach who wouldn't play the right quarterback and didn't have a good offense.
My God.
What do you want?
Wow.
They fired the coach and the GM. Now they have a new coach and a new GM. Go get the right pieces and coach it better. Do it better.
Right.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be that way.
I think they are coaching better. We don't know. We know that Ryan Poles knows how to tear it down. We don't know that he knows the right way to build it back up yet.
Correct.
We're still learning about him.
His third round pick, Velus Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
They would love a do-over
there. They would love a do-over, yeah.
I mean.
You know what? There's a lot of teams in our city
Bears
that need
are a minimum of 10 blue chip players that they have to get to be considered a contender.
Yeah, I would say minimum. Starters.
Correct.
Have to be starters.
10. You don't get that in one draft.
No. Or one free agency period.
Correct.
Or with, however, $100 million.
Correct.
It's going to take more than that.
312-332-3776. We'll get to more of your calls. And Dion wants to weigh in on the state of Chicago sports. That's next.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Moment where we start playing more holiday tunes coming back from break?
I don't have any say in the music. That is a Daniel Zetterman production.
Danny, I think we need just a little bit of Christmas cheer around here. And we come back from break with a little Bing Crosby or something. That'd be fun.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. My daughter, my 8-year-old daughter has just discovered All I Want for Christmas Is You. This girl. I mean, again and again. And I don't hate the song. I just hate it on repeat.
Correct.
But Mariah's the queen of Christmas, so we better do it.
Peter Andriadis, he is our Greek friend. He's to Chicago, and he moved to Miami. He listens every morning.
Oh, bless, Peter. That's awesome.
At the Catman, this take by Shay Norling today equalizes or surpasses the most horrendous take at the station by Sylvie last year when the Bulls were first in the East in February, and he said they could make a run to a championship. What are people smoking there at the station?
Read the tweet instead of the 3 calls that agree with me. I see what you're doing.
I'm going to the calls now. I'm going to the calls right now.
I see how you operate, Cappy.
These are the same people that were calling in. You're an idiot. 5 wins. We could win 10 or 11 just because Big Bad Matt Nagy's out of town.
I also said 5 wins. I'm just saying.
I'm not sure that's accurate, but we could certainly pull the tape. Matt in Schaumburg. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Cap, you have a great show, you and Jay Hood. I just want to say that I predicted the Bears to have 3 or 4 wins this season, so I am not the same idiot that said they would win 10 or 11 games. Shea is making the point that with some good draft picks and some good free agent signings, it is possible for the Bears to win 9 or 10 games next season. He's not saying that it's going to happen. He is saying that it is possible. It happens every year in this league. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen either, but it is very possible with some good draft picks and some free agent signings. Teams go from worst to wild card all the time.
Matt, we will agree to disagree, but we love you.
He's all right, buddy. Matt is not wrong. Teams do go from worst to wild card all the time. That does happen. I'm just saying, I'm with you, Cap, that the Bears are not close enough to make that happen in a 12-month span.
Correct.
That's truly how I feel about it.
They have to stack 2 and 3 drafts together and hit on them.
Yeah. Yes.
Otherwise, we will have what Sylvie calls a pop-up.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Bears got hot for a season and they go right back down.
2018.
Correct.
That was a pop-up.
A pop-up.
It was a double doink and a pop-up. It Correct. Was awful all the way around.
Correct. Let's go to our guy. He is Joey G. He's in Melrose Park. Joey!
Hey, Joey.
Cap, Dion, how are you?
What's Good. Up?
What's up? The Sacks win games in football?
Sacks can help win games, but they don't necessarily win games because last year we were 6-11 and Robert Quinn set a record.
All right, so let's ask you this, Cap, Dion. If Poles hits on 8 out of 10 picks, what's our record next year? How many more wins than 3?
I think next year, now again, I have to see who they draft, what they sign, trades they make. But rough guess, it's progress if they're a 7-10 team next year.
Yes.
Significant progress. 7 wins.
I'm not sure they can get additional wins. That would be progress.
But I'm not sure they can get there.
And I said a while back, this is still the road to Arlington Heights. That's what this is. They're going to be a playoff contender, wild card team, move into the new building, couple more add-ons, and we're going to be there. I believe that this is going to make the Bears organization worth probably more than what they are now as far as dollars.
Yeah, and Joey, have a wonderful weekend, man. Appreciate
you. Happy holidays, Dion. Always a pleasure. Love you guys.
Love you, Joey.
Hoodie is off today, by the way. Look, they're going to go. First of all, they're not going to get every free agent to go after.
No.
Much as Cubs fans, White Sox fans, Bears fans, on and on. Well, we'll just sign Payne and this guy and that guy. Everyone in the league is going to be after certain guys.
Right. And it's going to be harder to convince free agents to come to a city that right now is losing at an unbelievable pace all across the board.
Correct.
Don't get me fired up about it.
We'll get into it. Let's go to Sean on the north side. Hey, Sean, what's up, Sparky?
Hi there. I just want to know, like, why you're changing your tune. Like, for the first 10 weeks of the season, you've been saying, oh, the Bears are crap and they don't have any talent.
How have I changed? I have not changed. I'm saying the same thing.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You said, wait till next year. They have all this cap space.
That was Shea, not me. That was Shea.
No, that was you.
No.
And I called you and asked you about it. And you said, don't worry about it. They have all this cap space next year. And we'll be all right. And 2-3 years down the road is not good enough. It's the freaking Bears, for crying out loud. And, you know, it's Chicago. That should have been the first question that the McCaskies asked, is how are you going to get us back to the playoffs in a year?
That's not – Sean, love you, appreciate your passion, you got me confused with someone else because I don't see them as a playoff team next year. I don't care how much cap space. You don't turn it around that quickly. I think you should take a significant step next year. You should have a great player you get at number two or three. Mm-hmm. You should be able to sign a handful of really impactful players. But you're still going to be the worst team in your division.
Yes. And, I mean, you see what the Lions are doing right now?
And they got top 15 picks, one in the top five.
Yeah. They're farther away. And we don't really know how it's all going to play out. We won't know that. The last time the Bears had the number two overall pick, what happened? Or they used the number two overall pick.
That was Mitch.
That was Mitch Trubisky. Who is nobody even wants him in Pittsburgh anymore.
Do you know
Ryan
Pace had four top 10 picks?
Yeah.
He had number seven. He took Kevin White.
Where's he?
I think he's on the practice squad in New Orleans.
That feels
he's
right.
Somebody, he's somewhere. He's hanging around. That's one. He took
a top 10 pick hanging around. All right, go ahead.
He took Leonard Floyd at nine, traded from 11 to nine. And the famous text that I saw, Steve Spagnuolo from the Giants at the time at 10. The Bears jumped the Giants to get Leonard Floyd. He sends Pace a profane text message because that was the guy they wanted. We got him.
Right.
Guess what? He plays for L.A. now, and he wasn't very good here.
He wasn't.
Then they drafted Mitchell Trubisky.
Yep.
Bust.
Yeah.
Then they drafted Roquan Smith. He plays for Baltimore now. Right. So four top 10 picks. They don't have any of them.
Right.
Roquan was good. They just
let
him go.
Roquan was good, yeah.
It is a multi-year rebuild. That's what this is. That's what this is. I'm getting people tweeting. You ever heard of the Bengals? Yeah. The Bengals.
That was a pop-up.
And we're going to find out because they have a great quarterback.
Yeah.
They have three great receivers, a great running back, a solid defense. Like, they're in a different place than the Bears are.
Yeah.
They just are. 312-332-3776. We got to get to Dion's State of Chicago Sports from her perspective. The phone lines are hopping. 312-332-3776. You rooting for them to win on Sunday? Do you think this is a one-year turnaround? Be right back.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Rolling on ESPN 1000. Hoodie's got the day off. He's got to get...
Is he Christmas shopping? Is that really what he's doing?
I think he's shopping today.
That's well played. Taking a day off to do that.
How about that?
I ordered so many things online. That's just what I did this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've done a lot of physical shopping, which is okay.
Yep. I'm going to look at a winter jacket today.
For you or for your wife?
Me.
Okay. Is that your gift?
I don't have one.
You don't have a winter coat?
I have like a coat, but it's not like super warm.
We live in Chicago. You don't have a coat?
I have like a worry, like it's... probably good at like 30 degrees.
Right. Well, 20? Not breaking news. It gets much colder here than
correct.
That.
But I get in the car. It's in the garage.
Of course.
It's cold, but it's not like, oh my God.
Right.
And then I park in the garage here, but it's not covered. I'm not ABC7 Dion Miller gets to park indoors. We park out in the back.
Oh, don't tell anybody I'm doing that.
Remote start my truck.
Yeah.
Run out like... I didn't even wear a coat today.
Right.
Run out, jump in, it's warm. Drive to the house
you're not,
and back in the
garage.
You're
not really outside. Right.
Correct.
But I've always said for those who, we are a commuter city at heart. Mm-hmm. So for those who are out and about and have to walk in it, your coat is almost like your car.
Correct.
You need to invest in the Canada Goose down, whatever. Because that's what's keeping you sane and with us throughout the winter.
Yeah, I went over to Nordstrom.
Okay.
Excuse me, I need to get a winter coat. He goes, dude, we don't have much left. I'm like, excuse me?
Much left? Really?
He said, by the end of November, we're pretty much picked through. What size? I said, large, medium, or large? He's like, you should go with the large in case you wear a sweater. Yeah, this is the only one I have, and it was just horrific. Then he pulls me out. He goes, we do have this designer coat over here.
Of course.
And I'm like, how much is that one? He told me, I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
I'm not that guy.
It's not.
And I left. A Montclair.
Oh, yeah, that is designer. Yeah.
Out. No. So I literally wear like a hoodie usually.
And just push through. Just push through. It's not that bad. You know what I am getting for Christmas? A treadmill.
Nice.
And I had one for a decade plus, right? And then I joined a gym and I was like, this is silly. And, you know, we had a child move in with back home with us. So we had to move, you know, get rid of stuff. So I got rid of it. But I'm very excited. They're delivering it on Wednesday.
Nice.
And that was Ray's gift to me. But I, of course, picked it out.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Good for you.
And it is date. I saw my podiatrist this week. Yeah, I have a podiatrist. I saw him this week and he said it's actually dangerous to be running outside right now with like ice and stuff. You just never know. And he's seen so many injuries and I just
don't want
that. No. And plus, I like to run in solitude very early in the morning. It's really dark and my head's on a swivel and scary. Yeah. It's scary.
Scary.
I don't like that. So anyway, so I'm very excited about that.
Let's go back to the phones. 312-332-3776. Derek is in Brooklyn. He is our friend. He joins us now. Hey, Derek, what's up, man?
Yo, good morning, Cap. Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Good.
We're
how
good.
Are you?
Happy holidays.
I'm good. Thank you. So same to y'all. Cap, I just want to throw a draft scenario out there to you, but it's not in this year's draft. It's about the following draft. And what I want to ask you is that let's say Ryan Poles, you know, he does his thing in the draft and he solidifies an extra first-round pick in next year's draft. Do you think in your heart of hearts that we could get Marvin Harrison Jr. because of the fact that we would have that extra first-round pick so we would be able to play with it and maybe pick him up?
I love that guy.
Oh, I do too.
Derek, you're exactly right.
Thank you, man. Love you guys. I'm going to hang up and listen. And have a safe weekend and happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays.
You too. Best to your wife.
Go Bears. Go Bears. Bear down.
Your wife okay? We missed him. His wife is a guard on Rikers Island.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I always want to make sure she's doing okay.
Of course.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is amazing.
Amazing. Yes,
now,
please.
I hope the Bears aren't as bad next year as they are this year, where they have their own pick up at the top of the draft. But
right.
If he's right and that they are able to make a trade back this year and get next year's first round from somebody that's going to be high.
Yeah.
Find a way to get him. He's a game-breaking number one receiver.
How giddy would our quarterback be?
Oh, my goodness. We got him.
He would not be. He couldn't. That he wouldn't be able to contain himself.
That would be incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.
Let's go to Amen on I-55. Hey, Amen.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I just wanted to just go back to, Shay's crazy point that's not so crazy, in my opinion. And the reason I think we are closer than you guys are saying, I agree we're a bad team and all that. We are in games with this bad team. And the reason we are in games and the reason we are closer than you guys are letting on is because of Justin Fields. It's the big elephant in the room. So mm-hmm. I think you're much closer than I understand what you guys are saying. We have to build so you're playing it safe. But and the Bengals are not a pop-up team.
Mm-hmm.
They're a playoff contender now because of Joe Burrow. They plugged in the most important position, which is QB. And I think we're all in agreement that we might have that here. We have that here. We believe that we have that here with Fields. So we are much closer than we think. When you have a special player like that, you don't have to add as much as as some of these other teams because their quarterback position is still in question.
Would you say the Texans are close?
No.
Okay, so I want to just read you something because everyone's telling me, well, the Bears are close. So they tied the Colts week one. They lost by a touchdown to the Broncos week two. They lost by 3 points here and got two tipped interceptions or should have beaten us. They lost 34-24 to the Chargers. 13-6, they beat the Jaguars. They got drilled by the Raiders 38-20. They lost by a touchdown to the Titans. They lost by 12 to the Eagles. They lost by a touchdown to the Giants. They were 23-10 to the Commanders. I mean, they lost by 4 against the Cowboys the other day. Like, they've been in a bunch of games, and they got a terrible roster.
Terrible.
Terrible. That's what this league is. It's a week, and we appreciate your calling, man. It's a week-to-week league.
Right, mm-hmm. but they don't have a quarterback. So
they do
I don't
not.
Think it's even close to comparing the two teams. The Texans are much further away because they don't have the most important position in
Correct.
Football.
I agree with you. They do not have a quarterback. That's what they've got to get.
That does give the Bears an edge. And in turning it around quicker,
yes.
I just feel like they need so much around him that I don't know. And I would like to hear Ryan Poles say, we know that Justin is what we're building around, and we, you know, and this is the direction we're going, and kind of have that clear vision or clearer vision, knowing he has that much money and what he can do. And then if he starts making moves, then we can talk like Shea, right? If we start to see things building around Justin to say, okay, they should be able to win X amount of games with this kind of talent.
So
I just feel like it's going to take longer than one cycle.
It might.
Agreed.
Can I say I'm not predicting that this is what's going to happen? What I'm saying is there's no reason that it can't. And so my expectation, and it's totally fine to disagree with me on this, but my expectation is set a little higher than that, in that we see teams go from worst to first every single season. You don't necessarily have to be the most talented team in football to make the playoffs. The Giants, maybe they lose out and miss. They're not very talented. They're also incredibly hurt. They might make the playoffs. The Jets added a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a quarterback, they might make the playoffs. I mean, bad teams get
in. The Jets have 14 first-round picks on their roster.
I'm not telling you it's the same deal, but like that's a rarity, having 14 first-round picks. How many teams have that?
It just goes to say how bad they were, though. I mean, even this year, the Jets are not supposed to have won 7 games, and no one thought they were going to be that good.
Exactly, that's my point. Why can't that be the Bears next year? I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm not offering that as a prediction. I'm just telling you, every single year this happens. You have all this capital. You have all this cap space and this draft opportunities. I expect them to go and kind of make something happen. We see it every year. If it doesn't happen, I'm not going to ask for them to be fired. But I think you can do better than win 5 games again next year. I think you can do better than win 7. I think you have an opportunity with what you have available to you. You could go out, win 7, 8, 9 games and contend for a wild card spot. There's 7 teams that get in. Why not?
Well,
okay. We will agree to disagree. Now, again,
Someone make note of this moment.
Yeah, let's see what he's able to do. I just don't see how in one off season you're going to be able to address enough to be competitive in the division to win the division. I don't see it.
I didn't say that. I said you could get the 7th spot in the playoffs.
That you're going to need 10
terrible,
wins.
So
you're going to
maybe
need 10
you
wins.
Why do you need 10? This year you need 10.
You need 9. You're not getting in at 8 and 9.
No.
So it is a multi-year rebuild, in my opinion. That doesn't mean that in 2024 they can't. Wow, they look like they've got some good young players, and that thing's moving really in the right direction.
Seventh seed last year in the NFC was 9-8, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was just looking that
Why
up.
Not?
I just don't think that's feasible and sustainable. Pop up. Sure, anything can happen.
Steelers were in, too, in the AFC. They were 9-3.
All right, we got to get to break because we have shot or no shot. That is in 2 minutes.